So another large company that we can get some lessons from is Alcoa. Now, there's a great video out there that's called Safety First at Alcoa. It's about a 4-minute video where Bill O'Rourke, who was a VP over there, talks about how Paul O'Neill, who was the CEO for a number of years, made safety. Now, so at that time, Alcoa had 28, I think, locations, and they were having a claim, a workers' comp claim a week at every location.
Amazing.
Right. And so he walked in and he said, we are going to elevate safety to the same level as our financials, as customer service. It's going to be top priority. And he used that not just to stop workers' comp claims, but to actually just turn around profitability at the entire company.
I've also seen that video. And what's fascinating about it is you would expect him to start with what is at the time a struggling company. We're going to increase profitability, but he doesn't. What he starts with and emphasizes is employee safety is our number one priority. And as a byproduct of that, we are going to improve our company and we're going to improve our profitability. That's value. If I'm an employee, I understand that my value as an individual is the highest value for the company. That's a place I want to work.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's very doable, actually, for any size company if we can just shift how we see safety.
Absolutely. You don't need very sophisticated tools. You don't need expensive tools. You don't even need a lot of time. What you need is the right cultural foundation and some really fairly basic practical tactical solutions.
Here's Paul O'Neill of Alcoa trying to reduce workers' comp costs, but actually what he does is he actually empowers his entire company and he multiplies the profit of the company because the very things that he's doing to help employees feel valued, to do work in a safer way, to help them to be more skilled, are the exact things that are going to grow and profit. And you know what? In the middle of it, those companies are not providing shoddy bathrooms or giving people horrible
fascinating,
work conditions,
isn't it?
Or bad tools. Or
these most successful companies don't increase their profitability by trying to skimp on their employees. They, in fact, do the exact opposite, don't they? They reinforce, Paul went there and he reinforced how they value their employees. Disney does that every day, of course, extremely well. And by reinforcing the value, by providing the employees with more, by making sure the employees know how valuable they are to the company, they increase their profitability.
Right.
Seems counterintuitive.
Exactly.
But it's not.
Exactly.